Yoni Rubin, thanks for coming on the Tech Meme Ride Home to talk about a ride home fund investment that we're obviously super excited about, which is Margin. So let's kick it off by just giving me, not the elevator pitch, but give me a couple minutes high level of what Margin does.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brian and Ride Home Fund for having us on the podcast. So obviously, my name is Yoni Rubin. I'm the CEO of Margin. We are an FP&A platform for small to medium businesses. We don't love to use the term FP&A because those small businesses don't know what that means.
Can you even tell the audience what SPN means?
FP&A being FP&A, financial planning and analysis.
Got it.
Very corporate term that SMBs don't understand. So there are several first generation solutions out there, and we consider ourselves to be the second generation. And basically what they do is they help you with a turnkey solution to get your budget model up and running. While we do that as well, we also give you all sorts of value adds in terms of being able to look into the future a bit. So of course, we don't purport to look into the future, but we have the ability to allow our users to simulate a breadth of scenarios that they can that might impact their cash flow. And then the next generation of this we see is we're developing an insight engine so that we can actually tell users through our platform when their KPIs are straying from the norm. So we incepted just about 2+ years ago. We are just in the tail end, on the tail end of our beta launch, which we kicked off about 2.5 months ago and went fantastically. So far, just to highlight on that is that we haven't really announced our existence, and people are coming in unsolicitedly through search engines and referrals and fun stuff like that. Same thing for partners. We, of course, opened our round of funding not long ago, which is going terrific as well. And that's the high level view.
So this is not to, make it too simple that you could replace like a CTO with this sort of thing. But in essence, a SMB could use this tool to do beyond just spreadsheeting, to do more high level forecasting and things like that, that a CTO, that's their job, essentially.
CFO, but so, yes.
CFO,
but more so, yeah, exactly. But more so, SMBs being brick and mortar, early stage SaaS companies, professional services and consulting firms, a lot of them are budgeting on the back of a napkin or in spreadsheets, and they're hiring their fractional CFOs to build out those spreadsheets for them and then maintain them over time. And so they need that finance acumen as well as the Excel acumen, and most of them don't have it. So the current solutions give them that, and of course we do as well. But the other solutions basically remain static on their computers, granted in the cloud. So they basically move their budget models from desktop local to the cloud, but don't give them enormous amounts of value. And so they sit in the background. They don't do a lot for the business. Whereas Margin is actually proactively letting users know, hey, maybe it's time to backfill a role because you don't have enough quota, revenue accounted for in your quota to meet your next year's targets. Or, taxes are coming up. Maybe you can use this accounting firm to file your taxes. All sorts of insights. Also on the KPI side, in terms of benchmarking against industry data and saying, hey, your gross margin is thinner than other companies in your space, and therefore, this is what you can do to fix that. So all sorts of things about being able to see a few steps ahead so you can mitigate risks.
Let's back up a bit and tell me a bit about your entrepreneurial story. I know this is not your first rodeo, so just tell me a little bit about what you've done before Margin, and then we'll get into how the idea for Margin came about.
You got it. And I can segue directly into that second portion, but pause me at any time. So I've spent about 15 years now being a startup COO. I was a military commander. I spent half my life in Israel, half my life in the States, most recently relocated to New York from Tel Aviv about maybe 7 or 8 years ago. I'd spent 14 years in Florida previous to that. And then I basically dove in into the tech scene in Tel Aviv, which everybody knows is pretty rampant and huge. Had a great time there. I served as chief of staff and M&A and an M&A analysis role with a company that we had just taken public. Ended up uplisting to the New York Stock Exchange, and they have since uplisted to the NASDAQ since my departure. From there, I was poached away for a relocation role and ran business operations for Thirsty here in New York. Before I got swept away by Pipestream, where I ran business operations as well, spent about 6 years there. I've raised about $250 million for a variety of businesses handled all, communications between investment banks, SEC, everything to do with public and private markets, but public and private placements as well. I come into startups basically, and I tell them something very, very, I think very satisfying to them. I say, hey, first of all, my job is to make things more efficient for you and easier for you. So you don't have to worry about where you're getting your next laptop, whether your emails are working, whether your cap table's in order, your budget's in order, so on and so forth. And the way that I go about doing that is that I balance corporate culture, or I should say corporate bureaucracy, with startup culture. Everybody wants to go into the office, if we were going into offices these days, in their flip-flops and shorts in the startup world, but they also are aware that scalability is dependent on process and repetition. I get usually a very, very good feedback in terms of that approach. And that's where I've spent most of my career. So I'll pause there before I segue right into margin.
Well, I was going to, I'm going to say that it seems kind of obvious to go A to B to C that you would have, gotten a sense that this is a tool that, businesses might be crying out for. Is that right?
That is. And I was the one crying out for it. So about 4 or 5 years ago, my CEO came to me and said, hey, basically run this exercise so we can figure out what a massive burn rate reduction might look like. And he wanted me to do it within 24 hours, which was not feasible at the time. So I went out and I looked for a solution, a SaaS-based solution, which unfortunately wasn't really there. Then the stars aligned about 2+ years ago. And so that's also what gave us the focus of the simulation aspect, the insights. It's, hey, we don't have an expensive CFO on staff. And so who's going to give us these insights? I don't want to have to turn to a fractional CFO that maybe not necessarily has their loyalty or the company's best interest in their heart. So that was the idea, but also saving hundreds of hours around lifting up a model, a budget in general, whether it's, by the way, whether for venture capital due diligence purposes, but also for bank loans, also for just simply managing your business day to day, as we mostly should be doing with our financial models. The stars aligned. We had built out the MVP, and the MVP ended up being fantastic, even though we actually built it out overseas. They did a fantastic job. We brought engineering in-house. We socialized investors the entire time. I don't sleep because of that. And I love the idea of, constantly being in touch with the ecosystem, not just the investor side, but I'm always in touch with founders, and we're just always bouncing ideas off of each other. That's what we spent about 8 to 9 months doing during the MVP production process. Like I said, we brought engineering in-house. We launched on January 10th. The weird thing to me, and I know I tend to be a very pragmatic person. I'm an operations person. I'm Israeli, so I'm going to give it to you as it is without sugarcoating. We started seeing traction before we had even launched. We started seeing interest. We started from all over the place. We had set out to launch only to about 10 to 15 beta users, and we found ourselves with 115. We've gotten recommendations and referrals from VCs, from friends and family, of course, but also unsolicitedly through search engines, just people looking for this type of product. And where we kind of, the light bulb went off was when we were doing our research for the platform, we would basically all divide and conquer and hit a bunch of different online virtual networking events because it was COVID. And usually they would have between 50 to 100 participants. And we would get about 5 to 10% regularly on every single call. We're talking about conversion rates usually being at the 1 to 2%. We're talking 5 to 10% saying, Yoni, we needed you yesterday and we needed this desperately. And then I say to them, okay, fantastic. Join the beta program and I'll grandfather you in for life. And they say, Yoni, these other guys that don't bring much value to my business are charging me $100 a month. You're charging $20 a month. I will pay you happily the $20 a month. That's helped us shape our ideal customer profile, our go-to market strategy, and so on.
Yeah, I was going to ask about, at least at this stage, I mean, obviously down the road who's the ideal customer for this product is every SMB or whatever. But right now, for this stage, you know, sort of still in beta, sort of launching to the world, who are you thinking of as the ideal sort of user of this? Is it a smaller startup? And you know, obviously there's thousands of those in the audience listening right now.
Right. So I heard a saying one time, it was something along the lines of, we're not trying to boil the ocean. And so we are not trying to boil the ocean. We are not trying to take over every SMB in the world at this particular day. Of course, that's not probably feasible. And so we're hyper-focused on the onset. First, we are targeting, and this is interesting because we saw a transition within our ICP due to COVID specifically, and it was a positive one. So we started off pre-COVID when we were conceptualizing this whole thing, saying we want to focus in on the Northeast because we have boots on the ground. And so we were thinking millennial founders wanting to remain remote and be remote, collaborate in the cloud, of course, in the Northeast, with under $1 million in revenue and under 20 in headcount. And the one thing that's changed there is the remote aspect of it. So geographically, even though we have boots on the ground in the Northeast, we've been seeing unsolicited interest from all over the country. And initially, we are targeting only the US and maybe a little bit outside within North America. But eventually, we don't have any geo-related restrictions. So we can flip the switch, no currency symbols, no zip codes, area codes, things like that. And we can be applicable to the whole world. So initially, as I mentioned, that's our ICP. As we grow, and this was shaped by the research we did and the feedback we got from our beta users and the signups, saying 50% of them were SaaS, so that addresses our current ICP, 25% pro services, and 25% an amalgam of different kinds of small businesses. Interestingly, obviously your typical brick and mortar mom and pop shops, but also dental offices, a vodka brand, just all sorts of businesses. And so we're not trying to tackle them all at once, but from a marketing and go-to-market perspective, we're progressively getting there.
Well, all right. Let's try to tackle it this way. Let's imagine that I am either a small SaaS startup or I am this dental office. You can pick those or anything, you know, out of a hat. What's my use case? Paint me a picture of a hypothetical scenario of how margin could transform the operations of your business.
You got it. Okay, so when a founder of, be it a pizza shop, a hardware store, a SaaS company, an investment firm, doesn't matter what, gets started, initially they want to get an idea of their finances and their cash flow for the next, let's call it year, 3 years, or 5 years. And that's, by the way, if they're aware of the fact that they need that, hopefully they are. And we find that we all know 9 out of 10 early stage upstarts, whether in software or not, barely survive their first 2 years, if at all. Turns out 82% are surviving or are failing, due to financial or cash flow related problems. We all know the founders that are saying, "Oh, we couldn't raise money. It was this." It's not that you couldn't raise money. It's that you weren't balancing your books. You weren't reconciling. You weren't building a model. You weren't peddling or selling a product that people actually wanted in the market. There's a variety of reasons that ultimately affect your cash flow. And 82% of them are failing because of those. And so we want to get that education into the market. We understand that brick and mortar, of course, will be the slowest to get there. And that's why we identified SaaS low-hanging fruit early adopters. So, but you could take any one of those personas and say, all right, we need a financial model first to run our business, but also to raise money of some kind. Whether I'm a pizza shop owner and I go to the bank for a loan, for a traditional loan, or I'm a VC-backed company or an aspirational VC-backed company, I'm going to build a budget model on pretty much day one. Next up, I'm going to hopefully manage my business to that model. Now, yeah, everything is pretty fluid for the first few months of a startup. And so I might not look at it then, but once things start to stabilize and formalize within the business, we're going to be meeting every week, right? Management teams will meet, teams as a whole will meet, we'll have our town hall meetings, whatever there might be. We're going to discuss our budget adherence. And so myself as a current founder and previous operator as a BizOps professional, I was in my financial model every single day. And we were not the maturest of businesses. Every day I'd go in there, and then every month I would reconcile. So literally manually, I would go into our books, pull the reports, and manually copy and paste actuals into my financial model. Now, some people might be asking, why don't you just do it all in QuickBooks or all in FreshBooks or whatever? They do not have forecasting capabilities. They have a budgeting module that basically serves as a spreadsheet in the cloud. That's it. So you're not getting much value out of that, other than static numbers. So I'm pulling in, copying and pasting all my numbers every single month. That's, you know, probably about 2 hours worth of work, depending on how many accounts I have in my COA. I like to formalize things with Q4 fiscal planning. And so we're diving very deep into our financial model at that point. So think about it in terms of, if you're really detailed, you're looking at your model every day. If you have MBRs, monthly business reviews, at least once a month, and reconciling, QBRs on a quarterly basis, and fiscal planning on an annual basis. Now, of course, this is more applicable to the more sophisticated businesses. The less sophisticated businesses, being your brick and mortar shops, we believe in 2 years' time, they will have already gone through their digital transformation. We're all used to seeing immigrant founders with their first generation children, helping them with the register in the hardware store and make the pizzas and stuff like that. And we're thinking within a couple of years' time, either that child is going to be at that register, or the father or mother will already be educated along the lines of the Stripes of the world, the Squares of the world, so on and so forth, and obviously QuickBooks Online. So that is the core use case. Then someone scratches their head when they're looking at their spreadsheet-based model and they say to themselves, all right, well, what do I get out of this? All right, so someone told me how to calculate gross margin, but I don't know what that means. What is net income, and how does my cash, my bank balance play into this? And so we give them, margin is going to give them the ability through that use case to basically model out the different KPIs. We're going to give them obviously a turnkey dashboard and full reporting. Everything is spun up for them in a matter of minutes, so on and so forth. So really beyond that spreadsheet sitting on their laptop in some sort of, like, you know, seven folders deep and never being opened, we're going to be giving them proactive notifications. Hey, it's time to reconcile. Hey, we'll pull your numbers automatically through QuickBooks or through Xero. Hey, this is wrong with your KPI. Maybe you need to hire this person, so on and so forth.
We all know there are things in life that you have to compromise on, but when it comes to your health, there is no compromise. So don't go back to that one doctor who uses your appointment to catch up on the latest headlines, their family group chat, their crossword puzzles, just because they're available right now or they take your slightly sketchy insurance. Instead, check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to you, and prioritize your health. And you can search by location, availability, and insurance. So literally no compromises here, because with ZocDoc, you've got more options than you know. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients. We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. I have personally used ZocDoc to find a podiatrist when I needed one for the first time ever in my life. Go to ZocDoc.com/techmeme and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/techmeme. ZocDoc.com/techmeme. With everybody fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistance tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. I use this, and you should too. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee, so get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com.
Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
If I'm one of the many startups listening to this right now, maybe a SaaS startup, and boy, this sounds great. Like we're still so early, right? That you said that like people are coming in for the beta or whatever. So like if someone listening right now says this sounds great, I want to sign up and try this out. Are we still at the point where our listeners, because this is super early, you can get in, start messing around with it, and offer feedback and are you still iterating the product? This is an MVP and you're still developing the product, right?
100%. We're going to be iterating for years, right? We're going to be constantly building on top of this. We have a roadmap that takes us out right now for 2 years. But today, an early stage SaaS startup can absolutely log in, self-serve, no barriers whatsoever, no credit card, nothing, create an account, log in about 5 minutes time. If they have, let's say, a 10-person headcount, they'll onboard themselves in about 5 minutes. And in a few weeks' time, we'll have our QuickBooks and all of our SMB accounting system integrations in place to pull their historicals, their chart of accounts, which is actually going to shorten onboarding to about a minute. Once they're in, they have a fully fledged model. And what we're iterating on is the different KPIs that we're going to show them over time. At first, we don't want to show them too complicated, like things that might be too complicated, super oversimplistic. Over time, we're adding more. We're building onto our robust simulation library, of course. You can already basically delegate tasks within the system, much like Expensify, run them through an approval process, all in the cloud. No more attaching spreadsheets, sharing Google Sheets, having to look at cell by cell by cell by cell. Instead, Margin is going to highlight specific things and you can hit approve, reject, and that'll save you about 500 hours for a mid-sized company at this point. And so absolutely iterating constantly. We have plans for 5 years down the line that we're not going to share at the moment. We have plans for 3 years down the line in terms of our insights engine, like I mentioned. So we're looking to be ultimately that, and I hate to use this cliche, but the CFO in the pocket of a small business that either can't afford a CFO or an ERP like NetSuite, SAP, Anaplan. Anaplan just got acquired for $11 billion a week and a half ago. And we love to watch them do that. Mosaic raised $25 million last week or about a week and a half ago. So this space is heating up tremendously and we are loving everything we're seeing about it.
And again, I want to underline that, listeners right now, Mutant Podcast Army, because we're still early in Margin's life, get in right now and dog food it and, get in touch and say, hey, I'm part of the Mutant Podcast Army. I love this, but I could use this or whatever. Like this is a chance to help build a tool that could totally transform your business.
We want to hear from you, right? Like we want to hear from you. We want to build on your feedback. We are not a product team that doesn't listen to its customers or its investors. Product-led growth, 100%.
That's the point here is that it's still so early and everyone listening right now, you're still insiders in terms of where this product is going to go. How big is the team right now?
The team is 10 right now. We've got a couple of lead engineers, both back end and front end. We've got a couple of interns on marketing and business related things. We've got our chief product officer handling our UX UI. And we actually have, interestingly, like I mentioned, my background is in business operations. I'm the one who takes that financial model and implements it. And I know finance, hopefully like the back of my hand, like I should. But we brought on a career CFO who's not a CFO to us, but more so a product manager. He looks at the platform, at our designs, at the calculations. He says, this is how QuickBooks does it. This is how Pilot does it. This is how Xero does it. And we should maybe format ourselves similarly to be more more familiar to our end users. So we find ourselves to be very well equipped right now in terms of our team. We have marketing competencies, sales competencies, everything we could possibly imagine. And thankfully, to people like Brian and TechMeme Ride Home and every amazing, and I'm not exaggerating, I'm not just saying this for this audience, amazing human being that we have met throughout this process that has given us feedback that we couldn't have ever conceived of on our own. We thank everybody, really. Like, this product really has come together from the vision of a couple of us in a small fries type of way to something that is legitimate in the market that people are finding value in and that we can see grow into a multi-billion dollar valuation over the near term.
Well, without giving away, like, you know, strategic goals and things like that, like, what do you see the next 12 months looking like? What are your, not strategic goals, but goals, like what your aspirations for what margin would look like a year from now today?
Absolutely. Okay. So a year from now, every small business will know of margin. A lot of them will not be budgeting at the time, or budgeting at the back of the, on the back of a napkin. The good thing is, though, that we are purposely offering a freemium plan for that very reason. And we want to be that, that, not just, we're not looking at just finance right now. We're not, I would hope to say that we're long-sighted in terms of that. We don't want to be just another tool in the toolbox. We want to be what drives the business. When I'm modeling in my financial model, that model is what drives my business when it's in a spreadsheet. And so a SaaS platform can do it in such a much more, not just efficient way, but high touch point way. You know, automating, programmatizing notifications, insights, and things like that, shortening the time to simulate a variety of scenarios. And so that's the vision for 12 months. Now, 12 months is nothing in our world. We're hoping to raise our seed round in Q1 of 2023. We're going to launch publicly in the next 2 months, right in the summer, when we hope people have some time to really focus on something like this. About maybe 6 to 12 months later, we're going to be releasing a new pricing scheme. We are going, here's the big piece of the next 12 months, I guess. Number one is, just continuously build on our simulation library. And that's what we need your feedback for. Let us know what scenarios you're in that are not accounted for in margin. We want them in there. So feel free to reach out to me. Number two is to get our Insight Engine MVP out the door. So we're not going to get to a fully fledged Insight Engine with machine learning in the next 12 months, but at least an MVP of that. Like I mentioned, our fundraise. And then we're off to the races. I mean, we're off to the races now, but we see things picking up tremendously in the next 6 to 8 months.
Well, you kind of already stepped on my final question, which is basically, you know, asks from the Mutant Podcast Army, but obviously go to mrgn.ai, sign up. It's free to mess around with. And like you said, the more you can dog food for them, the more that they can make the product better. Like, literally, this is a stage where if this is a tool that sounds amazing to you, help them make it more amazing than you could even imagine, because they're looking for these sorts of use cases that they don't know about yet, right? But beyond that, like, if someone's interested in, you know, keeping in touch for investing, for later rounds, for hires, for whatever, just tell me whatever you want as an ask for the Mutant Podcast Army to know about.
Absolutely. So first and foremost, we want to hear feedback. We want to hear negative feedback about the existing platform. We want to hear feature requests. Interestingly, we've gotten an insanely disproportionate amount of feature requests, the bug reports. One bug report in the last 2 months, 30 feature requests. And so we're seeing people saying, we want more of this, like more and more and more. So I want more of that from you guys. I want to build up that roadmap as robustly as we possibly can. That's number one. Number two, right now, when you go to our site, if you want to play around, it's a super easy self-serve. Please log in, create your account, play around with the platform. Very important to note, though, that in about a month's time, we're going to be shutting down the completely streamlined free version, and we're going to be moving to our paywall free version, where, of course, you can tinker with the freemium plan. But if you get in before that happens, we will grandfather you in, so you don't have to worry about that restriction. So go ahead, sign up today as quickly as possible. I can be reached at yoni@margin.ai. We have live chat on the website. We have a knowledge base, of course, where you can open tickets with us and we'll respond within, I don't know, an hour, if that. And then next, we've got our fundraising round. So we're raising $1 million pre-seed. $500,000 has already been committed. Thanks to Brian for putting the first check in and getting the ball rolling. We have Data Power Ventures as well. Thanks to David Yakubovich and others who are coming in. And so we've got a lot in the pipeline right now, tremendous amount. I'm more than ecstatic and happy to speak to anyone at any hour of the day. I don't sleep. So a 4 a.m. call would be fun for me. And that's that. So any angels or maybe early stage institutionals, pre-seed, pre-rev, but traction to speak of. Harvard Business Angels is looking at us right now, which is amazing. We have a call later on. I know when this airs, but we have a call later on today with Techstars. Thank you to Techstars for being big supporters of us, ours throughout this journey. And we can't complain. So appreciate you having us on, Brian.
Techstars has been very friendly to a lot of our investments recently. Listen, so let me reiterate, although you should see it in, you know, the friggin' title of the show. It's Margin, it's MRGN.AI. Please get in touch with Yoni about any questions. Get in touch with me, I'll put you in touch with them. Yoni, thanks for coming on and telling us about this company that I couldn't be more excited about.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Brian.